Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Travis Bone has been designing concert and event posters since 2004 with a client list that includes groups from the Fleet Foxes to Bob Dylan. But now he's facing his biggest challenge, creating a screen print for KCPW's upcoming Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me event in February. Joining me now to talk about his art and inspiration is Travis Bone. He is what do I call you, Travis? A designer, an illustrator, a graphic artist?
Yeah, I guess an illustrator and a printmaker.
Okay. He lives in Salt Lake City. And Travis, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
If you have questions about screen printing or about inspiration, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Travis, you've been producing screen prints for the past 8 years or so, but you never really set out to become a sought-after designer, did you?
No, not really.
I understand you studied computer science.
I actually studied chemistry.
Chemistry? Okay.
Yeah. Really small, tiny chemistry.
So how did you make this transition into visual art?
Well, I've always really liked to draw. Growing up, I drew these entire armies of like Batman and Ninja Turtles and Disney movie covers for movies that never happened. And I got to an age where I realized that there wasn't any way to make money doing that, as fun as it was. So I went to college and did that for a while, but at the same time I was doing a lot of like freelance design stuff because it was something that I just was really interested in. Mm-hmm. And at about the same time I started noticing at these concerts that I was going to these really interesting posters, not like the glossy cheap things that you normally see, but like heavy duty paper and beautiful ink. And I was really interested in that. And they were super expensive, and I couldn't figure that out either, but there was something awesome about them. And so I started looking into that. Screen printing sounded like something that would be really easy to do, which it wasn't, as it turns out. But that's kind of where I started, I guess. I started making these drawings and sending them out to bands that I was into, asking if maybe there was some way that they'd want me to do something for them. And that's kind of where I got my start with that.
You've designed screen prints for a real diverse group of artists and different groups, Lucinda Williams, Morrissey, Sonic Youth. What is the first step in creating a print and creating something that really reflects the essence of a group or an artist?
Well, that might be the hardest part, is the beginning, because not only do I have to reflect what their music is and where they're coming from that way, I've also this stuff that's like in me comes out, and sometimes that makes for like a really weird mashup, but it's good. I mean, there's like this catharsis for me, and I get to be involved with something that I love, which is music, on a really intimate level.
You seem to incorporate animals into a lot of your prints as well. What's going on there?
Well, that it seems to be my immediate fallback, just because living in Utah, growing up in Utah, being around nature, it's a really big part of who I am. And I don't know, it just seems like that's the first place I go. In thought and inspiration.
Mm-hmm. And when you have this inspiration in your mind, then you have to go to picking colors and putting it all together. Can you describe the process of screen printing for someone who's never seen it?
Well, screen printing, basically you have a frame that's filled with like a fine mesh, and you have a stencil that you develop. Then you put some ink into the screen and you push the ink through the mesh onto whatever you're printing on, whether it's a poster or a t-shirt or whatever.
So it's a very physical process.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's everything's doing things printed on a computer, and it does require some blood, sweat, and tears.
I wish I just had a screen printing machine that I could just send something to and they would just come out. But each of them are printed one color at a time, one at a time, over and over and over.
We're speaking with illustrator and graphic designer Travis Bone. He is designing a special event poster for our event, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up in February. If you'd like to join us, if you have questions or comments about the screen printing process, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. And we'll go to the phones, and it looks like David is calling us from Salt Lake. David, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I had a question for Mr. Bone, the illustrator, and I was just thinking about how he's doing the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me poster, and that seems like kind of an original one as far as venue. And I wondered if he ever thought of his posters as being, you know, down the road, collector's items, how sometimes, you know, a lot of posters for concerts become highly sought after, and if he ever thought of his posters as being that way down the road. That was kind of my question.
David, thanks for the call. Travis Bone?
No. when I first started doing it, I kind of thought that it would be these individual things that would just kind of be there for a really small time. But it's interesting how some of them have you know, gone on and people want them and collect them, but that's not really something that I ever thought would happen.
That's not the foremost in your mind. You're thinking this is some sort of expression for an event or an artist,
right?
And if it happens to become a collector's item, excellent.
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks very much for the call, David. 801-355-TALK is our number. Now, the Wait, Wait poster that you're designing for KCPW is not your first foray into public radio work. I understand you designed something for This American Life. Can you tell us about that project?
Yeah. Actually, the first time that I worked with This American Life and with Seth Lind and Ira Glass. Ira Glass was doing a charity thing after his book came out. They had Chuck Klosterman and Susan Orlean and Malcolm Gladwell. And I did a poster for that event. It was kind of a charity thing. And later on, we worked on another project that was just a This American Life show poster, I guess, and we went through a whole bunch of rounds with that one, and it never actually came to fruition.
Mm.
And then later on, I did a thing. It was the Return to the Scene of the Crime show that they did, where they went out and put it in theaters for one night only.
That's the one I saw.
Yeah, that one was a lot of fun. And that was one that started out as a poster and then ended up being like a backdrop at the show and like a DVD cover and all that.
Mm. Our time is running short, but you are designing something special for KCPW's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me event next month. Can you give us just a glimmer of what we can expect?
Well, with this project, it is really difficult to design something for a radio show, but I wanted to kind of focus on the like the call-in aspect, and so I can say that it has a girl on it and some bright colors and a telephone. And I don't know, there's still some people that need to see it, that need to sign off on things, and so it may end up having a squirrel on it or something. I don't know.
Well, we look forward to seeing it. Illustrator and graphic designer Travis Bone and designing the poster for KCPW's Wait Wait event next month. Thanks very much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Again, if you have interest in joining us for NPR's weekly quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, it's happening Thursday, February 16th at Abravanel Hall in Salt Lake City. For more information, go to our website, kcpw.org. City Views is a production of KCPW News. Jesse Ellis is our technical director, and Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Thanks today to Tamara Kemsley. And you can continue the discussion online at kcpw.org. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.